Hi everyone, good to have you joining with us today just for another short devotional message from the precious Word of God. Just want to read some verses from the book of Ephesians today. It's chapter 2, Ephesians 2 verse 19 to 22, the last few verses of the second chapter of the book of Ephesians. Paul says, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." These are remarkable words. They could take a lot of study. We could really dig deeply into these verses and never fully fathom or exhaust the riches of these words. Paul in Ephesians speaks about the unsearchable riches of Christ. And the book of Ephesians itself is a book that is unsearchable in its riches. And here at the end of chapter 2, the Apostle Paul likens believers being built together, joined together, and being built up into a spiritual building, a spiritual house, a spiritual habitation for God through His Spirit. Those are remarkable things. There's so much by way of application that we could mention. Each believer is connected together. Each believer in Jesus Christ, redeemed by blood, born again of the Spirit of God, is joined together to Christ, and therefore join the one to the other. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8 and in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 that every believer is indwelt by the Spirit of God. Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you. And if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. These are important things for us to remember. Important things for us to learn, that we were once dead in trespasses and in sins, and the Lord lifted us, built us into his body, into this great building that he calls the church, joined us to himself, united us to other believers, put the Spirit of God within us. But there's something special about God's people coming together. Let me just read those words again. Verse 21, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. So every believer is indwelt by the Spirit of God. But there's something about God's people coming together that is very, very special. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18 and verse number 20, the Lord Jesus Christ assured us that where two or three are met together in his name, he is right there in the midst of them. And in the Old Testament economy, whether it was the tabernacle initially or the temple then in Jerusalem after that, there was a place within the holies called the holiest of all, the most holy place or the holy of holies. And God's glory dwelt in the midst of the temple. And the Lord assures us here, and it's a remarkable thing, it's a mystical thing, a spiritual thing, that the Lord himself dwells in the midst of his people. He inhabits the praises of Israel, and the Lord dwells together in the midst of his people. So it's very important, according to Hebrews 10:25, that God's people do not forsake the assembling of themselves together, as the manner of some is, because the Lord delights in being in the very midst of his temple, in being in the very midst of his spiritual building, and being in the very midst of his people that are brought together and united to Christ. Let's really enjoy the presence of God in these days. Let's pray for it. Let's enjoy it. Let's expect it. The Lord promises it, and he assures us that in his presence there is fullness of joy. So let's really seek God in these days, friends. Let's make sure there's nothing in our lives that grieves the Spirit of God. But let's endeavor to dwell together in that spirit of unity that's spoken about in Psalm and 33. May God encourage you today. May you be assured today that you've got a place in God's temple, a place in God's building. And as the Spirit of God, if you're a Christian, dwells within you and you meet together with other believers of like precious faith, we become an habitation for the very presence of God. Read those words for yourselves, Ephesians chapter 2, the last 4 or 5 verses of the chapter. Read them and study them. They'll bless you richly. Thanks for joining us. See you, God willing, next time.